In this bulletin, severe weather warnings remain as the New South Wales flood emergency intensifies. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledges more Russian sanctions and more Ukraine military aid after visiting the capital, Kyiv. And in sport, Novak Djokovic advances to another Wimbledon quarter-final as Centre Court marks its 100th anniversary. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Boreham. Thousands of people in New South Wales have been told to evacuate or get ready to leave their homes as heavy rain continues to cause flooding across large parts of the state. The State Emergency Service responded to hundreds of requests for help overnight and performed more than 100 flood rescues across the Illawarra, Blue Mountains, Sydney Metropolitan, Hunter and Central Coast districts. Premier Dominic Perrottet has urged the public to follow safety instructions.
Please, we say this every flood event, please don't drive through floodwaters. Once again, we don't say that for the sake of it. We say that to keep you safe. And after every flood event, we have a number of flood rescues and sometimes deaths that take place because people don't follow that instruction and they drive through floodwaters. And people drive through floodwaters because they can't see the depth of the road beneath. You cannot appreciate how deep that water is.
A rescue attempt is also being organised for the crew aboard a bulk cargo ship that has lost power off the coast north of Sydney. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced more sanctions on Russia and more military aid for Ukraine after visiting the war-torn country. After touring destroyed towns near the capital, Kyiv, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Mr. Albanese pledged almost $100 million in further military assistance. This includes 14 armoured personnel carriers and 20 Bushmaster protected mobility vehicles. There will also be another $8.7 million to help upgrade border management equipment and cybersecurity measures. Mr. Albanese says it brings Australia's total military assistance to Ukraine to more than $380 million.
In Busha today, I saw clear evidence of a war crime. People need to be held to account for their actions. Australia stands ready to continue to support the government and the people of Ukraine for as long as it takes for Ukraine to emerge victorious in defence of your national sovereignty and your homeland, because you are fighting for the international rule of law.
He also promised duty-free access for Ukrainian imports to Australia and pledged to intervene at the International Court of Justice in support of Ukraine's case against Russia. Australia's first truth-telling commission has requested a two-year extension to deliver its final report as it moves to focus on modern injustices against Indigenous people. To mark NAIDOC Week, Victoria's Yuruk Justice Commission has released its interim report after meeting with 174 local elders across the state and another seven in Melbourne-based public hearings. While too soon to make findings and recommendations, the inquiry has asked Victorian Governor Linda Dessau to extend the due date for its final report from mid-2024 to mid-2026. And sign off on additional resources. The French ambassador to Australia says a free trade agreement between Australia and the European Union is now on the cards, thanks to the federal government's commitment to tackle climate change. While such a deal is unlikely to be signed before 2023, the new Australian government's approach has been welcomed by members of the EU. French ambassador Jean-Pierre Thibault describes the relationship under Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as a complete new arena of cooperation between France and Australia. He welcomed Australia's pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% on 2005 levels by 2030. To sport now, and in tennis, one of Wimbledon's greatest champions has marked the 100th anniversary of Centre Court by qualifying for another quarter-final. Making the last eight for the 13th time in his career, the six-time title holder Novak Djokovic will meet one of the game's rising stars, 20-year-old Italian Jannik Sinner.
Very tough. I mean, I've never faced him before, and he's kind of a new face on the tour, and he has won his first ATP match, actually, on the tournament that he has won a few weeks ago in his country, beating players that are from top five, top ten in the world. So he was on the streak on this surface, and I knew that, it wasn't going to be easy,
After women's top seed Iga Swiatek was knocked out of the tournament, world number one Ons Jabeur stayed on course for a maiden slam title. The Tunisian made the last eight for a second successive year, beating Belgium's Elise Mertens in straight sets. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 14. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 14 as well. Cloudy in Canberra, 14. Rain, heavy at times in Wollongong, with a top of 15. Similar conditions in Sydney, 16 degrees expected there. Newcastle, showers, heavy at times, 17. Brisbane, possible shower, 16. Cairns, rain, 22. And Darwin, sunny, 28. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.